Bush administration has already begun to plan for a second term. Here with some presumably free advice on the economy is our friend from the business world, Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine, who joins us from New York. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. And you know what they say about free advice.
Yes, that it's worth it. But we'll make an exception in your case. What do you think this administration is going to tend to first?
Well, there are the things that he's going to do, the president, and there's things that he needs to tackle. And so let's talk about first the things he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear that first on the agenda is tax cuts. And the Bush administration plan is to take the tax cuts that were passed in his first term and make them permanent, which they are not now. After that, we'll get tax reform proposals, mm-hmm. Which will have to do with simplifying the tax code, upping the sales tax, perhaps lowering income tax, and in general, shifting the tax burden so there's less tax on investment and savings.
Now, the whole idea of some of these proposals is that whatever sacrifice there might be in the kind of tax revenue you take out of people's paychecks is more than compensated for by the fact that those paychecks will be larger.
Well, sure. I mean, that is how they see it. The Bush administration has a very, you know, firm belief that growth is a function of investment and saving, and that the less you tax it, the better chance you have to grow to the economy. I mean, it is a strong, you know, theoretical predisposition, and they want to enact that as part of the tax code.
Okay.
And then there are the big looming issues. You know, one is the deficit, Scott. The deficit is $415 billion this year. It's the largest deficit we've ever had. And it's really hard to see with the way he is coming at fiscal policy how that will lower. There's Social Security, which is very important on his agenda because he wants to set up these private accounts mm-hmm. to allow people to invest, as he talked about quite a bit in the campaign. And finally, if he really wants to get ambitious, he will tackle the coming crisis, eventual crisis in Medicare, where as baby boomers start to retire and the prescription drug benefit kicks in, Medicare, which is also already costing the Treasury billions, will start to cost the Treasury trillions.
Let me follow up on Social Security. These proposals to allow people to divert a part of their payroll tax into private accounts is controversial because on the one hand, although there might be an opportunity for people to make more money and to set themselves up financially for their retirement, there's also an opportunity to lose money.
Absolutely, Scott. And the reason Social Security exists is to, you know, try and take some of the risk out of retirement. Mm-hmm. And by allowing people to put a portion of their retirement money into the market, they are infusing risk. You know, that's point one. Point two, which is not getting talked about very much, is that when you allow people to take money that had been going to the government and put it in a private account, you still have to pay out Social Security to those who are getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge gap here. And to fund that gap is going to cost, at the moment, somewhere over $1 trillion. And where we get the $1 trillion to pay for it during this transition time is really kind of hard to envision.
What changes do you foresee, personnel changes in Treasury or Securities and Exchange?
Well, I certainly don't think you're going to see William Donaldson lose his job at the SEC. After the disaster of Harvey Pitt, you may recall from Bush's first term. And, you know, Treasury secretaries tend to sort of have 2-3 year terms anyway. And John Snow, a conservative corporate executive, is now the Treasury secretary. I don't think they're going to change that. The thing to look for is what happens in 2006 when Alan Greenspan retires. That's the big economic appointment that will really matter. And some of the names being mentioned are Marty Feldstein, who's the kind of the grand old man of conservative economists right now, Glenn Hubbard, who was in the Bush administration and is now the dean of Columbia Business School, and a few other people of kind of strong conservative economic leanings.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine.